It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. This weekend, we're pleased to be joined in the studio by Dr. Santanu Bendopadhe, the president of Columbia College. We're going to hear an update on the latest happenings at the college. It was 1 year ago that Dr. Bendopadhe was selected to step in as the new president. Dr. Bendopadhe, it's great to have you back on Motherlode Views.
Good morning, and thank you for having me here today, BJ. Good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. So 1 year under your belt at Columbia College, how would you say the first year went?
Couldn't have asked for anything better than this. It was a dream for the first 1 year. We had significant milestones achieved during this last 1 year, both on the positive and not so positive direction. As we all know that we celebrated 50th anniversary, very positive, and we also had some labor disputes. We all are aware about that. So that was not so positive side. But the professionalism with which this campus community conducted themselves, that was really admirable, and I'm proud of that.
We had reported on the labor disputes in the news. Are those now in the past now, or are those still ongoing?
Yes, they are in the past. We have had some lingering issues this semester also, but right now it's all a matter of past. We are looking forward to working more collaboratively and doing more constructive stuff.
And I know we had you on about a year ago after you were selected to be the president of Columbia College. For those not familiar, what is your background?
Well, I did a PhD in higher education. I came to this country about 19 years back in summer of 2000. And I have worked in higher education since 2001. I was in Ohio University, Zane State College, and most recently in Cypress College in Southern California, from where I came here.
So is this the most rural area that you have worked in?
Well, when in Appalachian, Ohio, I was in Zane State College. That was a small rural Appalachian, Ohio area, 70 miles east of Columbus. So that was pretty much comparable.
Pretty similar?
Yes.
For people who are students that are graduating high school, you know, what do you see as kind of the main benefits of a college like Columbia?
There are many benefits. First of all, a community college is one of the cheapest options for the students to begin their academic journey. We live in kind of what we call an education desert. There are not too many higher education institutions in our area. If you look at CSU Stan State, that's an hour and a half's drive, and it's much more expensive. The students can take advantage of being with their parents at their home, completing the first 2 years of their academic journey. And depending on their career path, they can go to a four-year institution or they can join the workforce, whichever suits them better. So this is a great opportunity for them to be at home, understand what a college is, gain a little bit more maturity, find out which way they want to go in life, and then go to a four-year institution rather than jumping straight in.
For those who choose to go stay close to home, 2 years at Columbia College, then go to a four-year, do you save quite a bit of money most of the time?
Yes, it would be a significant savings of money. In fact, about almost nearly half the students in the entire U.S., I think 47 or 48% who graduate with a four-year degree, they start their academic journey at a community college.
How closely do you work with the local schools as well as the superintendent of schools when it comes to having those students know about Columbia College?
You know, this has been one of our areas of focus. We have a program called Dual Enrollment Program. It's a statewide program pursuant to Assembly Bill 288, where a high school student, after they complete certain number of high school hours, if they take a college class, they would get a college transcript or college credit because of that class. We have been emphasizing that. We started with Sonora High School, and we also started a Promise program in collaboration with our foundation. I will talk about that more later. Now we are expanding those kind of partnerships from Sonora High School to Calaveras County, even to Amador County, and down there in Oakdale areas. So proportionately, the number of students that come from us in the dual enrollment program, that's significantly higher for us than most of the community colleges up and down the state. And we are forever strengthening that part.
For students that are going to Columbia College, most obviously go to a community college in hopes of getting better job prospects. You know, how do you work with local employers in regards to helping students get to the workforce?
Now, that has been one of the areas that that I think about deeply. Local economic development or regional economic development, how we can do that. We do have some apprenticeship programs. In fact, we have received $500,000 grant for our forestry services program to develop stronger pre-apprenticeship and apprenticeship programs. We already are having an apprenticeship grant on our hospitality management program, where we partnered with local employers like Black Oak Casino, Jackson's Rancheria in Amador County, where our students who were taking culinary arts classes were also working and gaining a real-life experience. But we have to recognize that opportunities here are limited. Although we are so close to San Francisco area, we are still not able to attract those kind of mainstream jobs or the IT sector-oriented jobs in our area. That would remain one of my focus of how do we bring those kind of high-paying or well-paying jobs in our region. We are preparing with, in fact, next semester or fall of next year, we would see the launch of a Google-approved curriculum in our college. That would be the first step towards doing an industry-certified or industry-recognized credential, which would help our students' journeys into the job market. I also talked to some of the local employment of generating areas where the students can find placement. But ultimately, we have to get the bigger names from the Bay Areas or other locations. Rather than their jobs going all over the world, can some of those jobs come here? But that becomes a complex problem because many of the jobs, as you are aware, are in the IT area. And IT needs a backbone of infrastructure that is a high-speed internet services. Unless we can have that in our region, getting those kind of high-paying jobs in our area is going to be a little bit of a challenge. We do have a consortium called Central Valley Higher Education Consortium that includes all colleges right from Bakersfield up to Stockton and UC Merced and CSU Stanislaus. As a consortium, we are talking to Sacramento. We are trying to represent that rural California has talent. We need those job opportunities out here. And I'm hopeful that we should be able to bring some economic development opportunities here for our students.
You mentioned a Google-approved curriculum. I'm not familiar with that. Is that a relatively new thing, or can you explain a little bit about what that all includes?
Sure. This is like, let's say we offer a program on computer education, which is written locally, and that would offer you certain trainings and all that kind of stuff in computer education arena. Now, a Google-approved curriculum is, as the name suggests, approved by Google. What it means is what Google believes a student should know in order to come and get a job in their organization. Curriculum is developed in collaboration with Google, so it has all of those kind of knowledge elements that the student should know. Benefit of that, when you go to the industry and you show that you have a Google-approved curriculum and you have certified in that area, it's like a Microsoft-certified technician who would have a better opportunity of getting hired where Microsoft is being used. So same is for the Google-approved curriculum. And that's one of the areas that we do partner. It's the industry and education partnership where we develop curriculum in collaboration with the industries. That enhances students' probability of getting jobs.
You mentioned those apprenticeship programs like hospitality and forestry. Have they been successful and are something that you hope will continue for the many years ahead?
Absolutely. They have been quite successful. Hospitality program particularly, that has been one of a kind program. Because typically one would think that for a hospitality program, somebody need to come to our campus in order to get trained because it's such a hands-on area. Now, that has been an additional challenge for us, that in a location like Yosemite, when distances are huge, how do we bridge the distance? How do we get education to the student rather than expecting student coming to that educational institution? And we have been harnessing power of technology to do that. We have what we call the video transmit classes, whereby the students can be in an off-site location and yet learn. And our instructors can teach via video technology in real time, so they can supervise the students doing their hands-on work. But what they need in a culinary arts program is a kitchen, which an employer can provide. You know? Mm-hmm. So that has been a pretty unique program for us.
Need to take a break. We're talking with Dr. Santanu Bandopadhyay, the president of Columbia College, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.